You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the president and CEO of Domestic Energy Producers Alliance. You can find them at DEPAUSA.org. That's DEPAUSA.org. And I want to welcome Jerry Simmons to the program. Jerry, welcome. So good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's begin by introducing our audience to your organization, the Domestic Energy Producers Alliance. Talk to me about who this organization is and who you represent.
Okay, I'll do my best to make this a short overview.
Sure.
We are about a 12-year-old organization. We are a 501c6 not-for-profit association. And was formed about, like I said, 12 years ago by the CEO of Continental Resources, Harold Hamm. Most people have heard of that name because he felt like that some of the larger trade organizations in Washington, D.C. Weren't really representing the bulk of the American independent producers at the time. And with the then just emerging shale revolution around the country, that what was happening in Washington, D.C. Was really not represented by, like I said, the larger organizations. But, and I don't want to say anybody's doing a bad job, but API, for example, mm-hmm. and the multinationals, you know, the Exxon Mobils, the Shells, BPs, that work with that organization. So DEPA was formed to work with the independents. We have 39 state organizations across the country that are also collaborating with us. And so that's kind of who we are in a nutshell.
Well, and you know, I want to address, because someone might say to me, well, Pastor, why is this a subject for Christians, and why should we be concerned about this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, because let's face it, we all drive cars, okay? We all need heating and cooling and energy production in our homes in order to live, in order to survive, whether it's in our homes or our businesses, if we're farmers, if we're ranchers, if we're city folk, whoever we are, all of this matters. And it should matter to us to make sure that our neighbor, if we're going to love our neighbor, should matter to us to make sure that our neighbor has the equal opportunity and access to be able to have those same comforts that we want and expect for us and for our family, our children and our grandchildren. And America, this is our country. So energy is a big part of our national image. It's a big part of who we are, what we do, what we interact, everything. I'm talking to you today because I've got electricity. If I didn't have electricity, I couldn't talk to you. Electricity is generated by petroleum powers in many instances, natural resources, natural gas, and so on. So, Jerry, I just wanted to kind of give folks a little bit of an idea as to why is it important that we are talking with a Domestic Energy Producer Alliance, and why do we as believers need to be engaged in all of this? Because to me, in my mind, this is all kingdom business. It's all kingdom business. And God's given us resources. We need to manage those resources. And so we need to understand how those resources need to be managed.
Well, Pastor, and I think you're absolutely right. And a lot of people in this country have, in my opinion, have been sold a bill of goods simply because they're not really paying attention. And they're not looking at, you know, what happens when you flip on that light switch? Where does that electricity come from?
Yep.
As you pointed out, we're all consumers of these products, and they have turned a hostile environment on this planet with our technology and our ability to use the fuels, the cheap fuels that we have, mm-hmm. into a livable environment. We live from pole to pole on this planet quite comfortably for the most part. And again, so people just don't know. They think, well, we're going to flip over to all of these renewable sources and do away with these dirty fossil fuels. Well, just again, facts and figures. We have reduced the CO2 emissions in this country more than any other country on the planet in the last 10 years. It's something like 14%. That is huge. And at the same time, our economy has increased, our population has increased, and our production of fossil fuels has increased. But we're reducing those CO2 emissions, if you believe CO2 emissions are a problem. The other thing that I'll point out to your audience is that, again, we hear over and over that we're going to switch over and do away with fossil fuels by, 2030, 2040, 2050, whatever the date. Go to the Energy Information Administration. Go to the International Energy Administration and look at their data. And their data projects out into 2050, 2060. Today, fossil fuels provide about 80% of the energy consumed on this planet. And those projections out into 2050, 2060 by both organizations, the domestic organization and the worldwide organization, will show those projections to be about 70 to 75%. So we're not going to stop using fossil fuels anytime soon. It's not happening. And people just need to understand that. And there's nothing wrong with them. We can burn them cleanly. Natural gas is the reason we have reduced those CO2 emissions in this country. It's abundant here. We have at least a couple of hundred years supply. We can supply it to the rest of the world in the form of liquefied natural gas, LNG, coming out of South Texas and Louisiana and shipping it all over the world. So, we're doing good things with that. And also, another thing I'll point out, when it comes to looking at what we do and how we consume and what is happening right now and the concerns that we have as domestic energy producers for the consumer in this country, is that if you look at the current administration's policies and what's happening to us and you look at all the rhetoric that came out of the COP26 in Glasgow, Scotland this last week, I'm looking at a chart right now from the Energy Information Administration. In November of 2020, this country was producing right at 13 million barrels of oil a day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It went down to a low of about 10 million barrels at the height of the pandemic in 2020. In January of 21, it went down to under 10 million barrels a day. If you'll remember, that was there was an election and an inauguration that occurred that month with an administration that said it wanted to do and still says it wants to do away with fossil fuels, and in particular oil and gas, and is instituting punitive policies against this industry that are costing your listeners more money every day. And I'm looking at today, the last numbers reported, we're right around 11 million barrels a day. So from where we were just pre-pandemic, we're producing about 2 million barrels a day less in this country than we were at that time. And again, point out to your listeners, it's policies that have occurred since this administration came in that have caused the production in this country to drop like that. We heard, again, the rhetoric coming from the White House. It's Russia's fault. It's the Saudis' fault. It's OPEC's fault. It's not. It's their fault. They have caused us to stop producing in this country.
And let me also state, living here in the great state of Texas, that the governor of Texas is the reason. Greg Abbott was the reason, in reality, that we had shutdowns this last winter during the freeze. It wasn't because of, ERCOT and mismanagement at ERCOT. It was because of the fact that he followed the O'Biden decisions and policies, and he turned off about 40% of our natural gas resources that we would have normally had running, that would have given us plenty of power and plenty of energy, and instead turned on a bunch of wind turbines that froze. And that, I mean, that is, that's the reality. That's the picture they don't want you to know. It's the thing they don't want you to hear. And, but it is a fact. When we're going to take, we're not there yet, but when we come out of the break on the other side, there's a film called Climate Hustle. And Jerry, I'm sure you're quite familiar with the film Climate Hustle, but I'm going to play you just a 1 minute piece out of that. That is, again, these are experts about it. They will talk to you about CO2 emissions. You know, Jerry, you know this. Folks, do you know where the number one CO2 emissions come from in the world? Number one CO2 emissions in the world. The ocean. Would you suggest that we need to dry up the ocean? Because that's what they seem to, that, hey, you need to stop this CO2 stuff that's killing us. Okay, well, then I guess we need to dry up all the oceans. I mean, Jerry, this doesn't have anything to do, ladies and gentlemen, with protecting the climate. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. Watch Climate Hustle. You'll see their own words, what they say. This is about the fact that they can't control 7 billion people on this planet, and they need to get us down to about 1 billion so they can control us and isolate us in smaller populations around the world. You think I'm nuts when I say that? Think about what Revelation tells us about the plagues that are going to be coming. Folks, I'm telling you, some of those plagues are going to be caused by man. Look at this Wuhan virus we're dealing with. Jerry, don't go anywhere. Sorry. I went on a rant, but I, you know, Jerry Simmons, CEO, DEPAUSA.org, DEPAUSA.org. We'll talk more with Jerry when we get back right after this brief break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. Unless you're living in a cave, you can't ignore the chaos in the world today. How is it possible so many people can be so deceived, so immune to decency, so fill in the blank? What do you expect? They're lost. In the absence of God, chaos is always the result. Isaiah 5:20 warned centuries ago of those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. That's what we're seeing today. Why do you think Jesus said to his disciples, in a crooked generation, you shine as lights in the world? Jesus sent you and me to be salt and light. People all around us are lost, and no one's telling them differently. Be that light in the world. It's the answer to this mess we're in. Get help sharing your faith at igniteamerica.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And before it gets away from me, just want to share with you folks, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, too, by the way. I know it's Friday. And, you know, man, get yourself plugged into a good church, okay? It's so critically important. All right, as promised, here's a little something for you. Check this one out. Decided just to be pictures. Hang on a minute. Let's see if we got some words here.
Streets of downtown Paris, and we're about to have our movie premiere tonight, which is Monday, December 7th. We're gonna have our big red carpet premiere. This morning we're greeted with wanted posters. We are being called the criminals de climate, climate criminals, and these wanted posters are all over the city. Hold that for me.
Hi, I'm Mark Morano. Welcome to the world premiere of Climate Hustle.
And so they greeted them in Paris as criminals. Can you believe that, Jerry?
Actually, I can. I have given presentations in different parts of the country about fossil fuel consumption and energy in general, and presenting facts and figures, just data straight from government agencies. Mm-hmm. And I've been heckled before, so I'm. Yeah, it's not surprising to me. Before the break, though, Pastor, you had mentioned something about CO2. And
yes.
Just knowledge for your audience, something that everybody should know. This is high school science, okay? If you look at, and also, I'm an old geologist, right? So I've studied the planet. I know a little bit about that kind of stuff before I got into this political nonsense. But volcanoes, and most people will remember Pinatubo or Mount St. Helens.
Sure.
Each of those events, as individual events, put more CO2 in the atmosphere than humans have the entire time we've been on the planet. So let me just say that again. Each of those events individually put more CO2 in the atmosphere than human beings have put in since we have been on the planet. So why do governments think that they're going to tax us and increase our prices and drive up everything that we do, our food costs, our agricultural costs, everything we do is going to cost more to go to these green energy policies because they think they can control the climate when, in fact, they have no chance to control the climate. we know who controls the climate.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Let me see here. Boy, I'll tell you, they are blocking everything that is out there. There's a website. It's called climatehustle.org. But video after video is unavailable or won't play. I'm permanently banned from YouTube. YouTube banned me for putting Dr. Judy Mikovits on my program talking about the pandemic. And so YouTube banned me for life. In fact, I was trying to watch my YouTube TV, a subscription that they had already taken the money out of my account for, and they kicked me off of that as well, Jerry.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The bottom line here, as you said, as we mentioned about the thing in Paris. They don't want the truth. Satan hates the truth. John 3, when Jesus talks about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Keep reading, ladies and gentlemen, because Jesus says, light came into the world, man rejected light because he loves darkness. To assume that man is good is a poor calculation. Man is not inherently good. Thus, Christ needed to come to redeem a very evil and wicked man. And that man needs to be crucified with Christ. And only God can accomplish that when you repent and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. I guess kind of a mic drop there, right, Jerry?
It really is. What can I say?
Well, and then, you know, the other piece to this that is interesting, right, is if you really study Scripture and understand, all of creation is looking for the manifestation of the sons of God. All of creation is waiting for redemption to take place. So are we a part of the process of caring for our environment? Absolutely, 100%. But as Jerry has clearly said and indicated to you, using fossil fuels is a part of the plan, and we are able to use those fuels. Think about birds that get caught up in these windmills, okay? And the number of animals that are killed by the supposedly eco-friendly. Not so much.
Exactly right. And if people are truly concerned about their fellow human beings, they would look into the production of cobalt and lithium and some of the other precious earth minerals that are needed to make those solar panels and windmills. The forced child labor in Congo for cobalt, that is funded by the Chinese government, by the way. The communist Chinese government owns 70% of those minerals worldwide. For anyone to say we all need to drive electric cars, to me is just a slap in the face to every child that is dying in the Congo lifting bags of dirt so that they can process it for cobalt.
Well, and let's not forget that, you know, now once you've created this stuff, now it has to be disposed of when it doesn't work anymore.
That's right.
And it doesn't. Yeah. And it's not as though tomorrow it's going to turn into dust. Talk about bad stuff being emitted into the atmosphere. What do you do with it? They got piles of this stuff lying around all over the place that are emitting all kinds of chemical issues that people are having to deal with. I'm not against solar. I think it's great, but I think you use everything within reason. And you use it and you give people the choices to be able to do it. We want liberties and freedoms, not government mandates.
Let the market decide. And to your point, I'll say that as we are talking, the U.S. House of Representatives is in negotiation right now for a bill that has a methane tax in it. And people might say, well, that's probably not a bad idea.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, if methane is leaking or, you know, if it needs to be captured, understand what that is. That is a tax on natural gas. Mm-hmm. The federal government is going to impose a federal tax on all natural gas if this legislation passes. And it looks like it's probably going to. We understand that about three or four Texas Democrats that were against that part of the legislation have maybe been convinced by Pelosi to cave on it and will vote for it later today. So,
Again, 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. 202-224-3121. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our responsibility as the citizens of this country. Call them. Flood your congressional members' phone with phone calls. Demand that they do justice. Look, the other side with their quote-unquote social justice does. How do you think that white Christians suddenly became domestic terrorists because they go to church and read their Bible? It happened because you've got radicals that are bombarding their offices with phone calls and visits. Well, guess what? We can do the same. Only we have the truth. Let's bring the truth to bear on our representatives. It's so critically important.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
It isn't just a little thanks, it's gratitude. It's overflowing. That is, we are so grateful about what God has done in our life and what he's doing, we can't keep it to ourselves. That's why I can't imagine anybody not being willing to share their faith. Look what you've got to tell.
The teaching of Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch, helping you grow in Christ every day.